T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Politics this morning in the Morning Take here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline with our friend Blois Olson. Blois, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Pretty good. When do we get the state finance reports here in Minnesota, Blois?
They'll all come out today, and it'll give us a really good picture on who has the cash advantage in this election. We did get a sneak peek at the Democratic report, the state party. And they've raised over $22 million this cycle between state and federal funds. That's a put it in perspective. That's probably a $6 to $8 million advantage over what they raised in 2016, another presidential year. So they, raised probably 50% or more money. Republicans have raised more money this cycle, certainly, than they did in 2016 in Minnesota. We're just not sure at what level they're at. And then we'll look at the legislative caucuses, to the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, to see where their independent expenditures have been spent, how much of a cash advantage those entities have, because that's, I think, those are the races that I think we're going to be waiting to see potentially on who wins and who loses on Election Day and the days following. Is we might not know, for instance, who controls the Minnesota Senate for a few days, because everybody's expecting some sort of drama here, and it would seem that that would be the most likely place it would pop up.
Do you see any Minnesota elections similar to the Joe Biden-Donald Trump race? Are there any that you could compare in Minnesota that are like that one?
I keep coming back to the 1st District and the 7th District, those two congressional districts. But the 1st District in particular has a lot of the dynamics. We know that Jim Hagedorn has had some challenges. We look at Dan Feehan as kind of this up-and-comer. It was a very close race last time. And when you crunch the numbers, it's very clear that in 2016, Jim Hagedorn did very well in some key areas. But it's also clear in 2018, because of the governor's race, the Democrats really turned people out in places like Rochester. And so I'm really watching Olmsted County, Maurer County, to see if Trump performs really well in those areas, that may help Hagedorn. On the other hand, if Hagedorn falters at all, you could see a place where people split their tickets. And so the sense right now is that Hagedorn-Feehan race looks as much like a Trump-Biden race as any race in the state.
Blois, what happens at the U.S. Supreme Court now that apparently the effort to have that election between Tyler Kushner and Angie Craig may be moved again back to November?
I mean, it'll be February, moved back to February. Yeah. So that election in the 2nd Congressional District is currently scheduled to happen this November as it was planned. Tyler Kushner has lost 2 rounds of court cases, and now he is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're a week away. So I think there are other cases that have pushed for an emergency hearing. I think it's a long shot. Many of the people I've talked to think it's a long shot, especially since the appeals court rejected his appeal to leapfrog. Isn't likely to happen, but he is going to file for an emergency hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the politics of the court right now. And that if that got there, that would be a key look into the new politics of the court.
Blois, what's the deal on Jason Lewis?
You know, he woke up yesterday. He had severe abdominal pain. It turned out that he had an internal hernia. They can be pretty dangerous. His was very, very painful. He had emergency surgery in Hibbing. He's recovering. Today, Donald Trump Jr. will be in town campaigning and raising money for him. I don't know that he's going to make the appearance. He might make it virtually, I can imagine. But I think he'll try to get back on the campaign trail quickly. He was, or his campaign was, tweeting for him. I did not have emergency abdominal hernia surgery, but I have had a similar surgery just last January, and I can just tell you that the recovery was pretty painful, so I don't know that he's going to be out and about for a few days. Maybe by the weekend he could be out and about with limited activity.
Does that affect the election, do you think?
I don't know that it really does, but I think that race is close in a way that I could see people splitting their tickets there. I could see people voting for Biden and voting for Lewis, whereas you can't see people voting for Trump and then voting for Smith. And so I think that race could be closer than maybe the presidential race, which right now internal polls on both sides have Biden beating Trump between 4 and 6 percentage points in Minnesota.
How do I get your email, Blois, the newsletter?
You just go to Fluence, FLUENCE-newsletters.com, and you can sign up for any of our newsletters right there, and you'll get them in your inbox every day.
Have you seen a little uptick on that with the politics happening right now like it is?
Oh, yeah. We've seen huge growth this year. It's been, and I'm thankful for everybody who listens and reads, and we'll keep going into 2021 with the budget year and Minneapolis city elections next year, Dave. Get ready.
Yep. Well, I'm going to talk to you a little later today here, Blois, so I will look forward to that. Have a great day, and I will talk to you probably after the show today. Thanks so much. He is Blois Olson here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.